Hello, everyone. This is Steak. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we will talk a little bit about our presence at the upcoming Fan Festival, which starts on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about the opening of the Mog Houses. We'll talk a little bit about Scholars and the new information there. And we hope you enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We have a podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla. I'm Squidalicious.
I'm Kieran.
Well done, guys. This is episode number 74. And so we're excited. So next episode obviously would be episode 75, and we'll actually be recording that. Hopefully,
we'll get into that.
We'll see what happens, but hopefully at the Fan Fest. So I guess we'll get into the news and then go from there. First of all, Play Online announced the second new job, second and final question mark.
Who knows?
Job, scholar.
You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar.
You, sir, are a gentleman sub-scholar.
Well, like hey, maybe the third job will be gentleman. Who knows?
Get his top hat and a cane.
Just top hat, yeah.
People with hell yeah, dude.
I would level that.
Oh, dude, I'd level that.
Top hat and a cane, you're looking like tuxedo mask or something.
Wait, oh, okay. No.
Whoa, well, wait, no. Whoa.
The answer is not a female-only job. I have two Galkas in my link shell who want to level it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's horrible.
Yeah, but anyway, they did with the Dancer, they released a little bit of a background on the Scholar, which has a couple of little interesting tidbits. In it, they talk about... Dang. Brain fart.
Hello.
Nice. Gunther Schultz. That's what it was. Gunther Schultz, who's one of the guys that was working on the Grimoire. The person that actually started the Grimoire was Lungo Nango, I think they said it was, wasn't it? From Windurst?
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. The thing that I'm not a big Windurst guy, but I saw Schultz in there. And if you remember, you know, Schultz's stratagems from Dynamis.
True. Okay.
So I'm wondering if there's... I mean, it's obviously the same guy, but I wonder if that's got any connection. Because it's talking about, like, you know, this book that this, you know, page came from. I wonder if it was, you know, something to do with the Scholars.
Yeah, the Grimoire.
What you need one of those scrolls to unlock the Scholar.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
it'll be something like ridiculous.
No, it'll be easy. They're designed. I think the jobs were all designed to get at level 30, so you should be able to. I think they'll be fairly easy. But anyways, scholars, they look sort of like, you know, white magic and black magic, you know, type of things where, you know, you've got. I think they're supposed to have their own spells. So you're not just using, like, white magic spells and black magic spells. There's going to be, like, you know, scholar-ownery spells.
Well, yeah, they're still going to have the base list from white mage and black mage, but then pretty much after that, they kind of go into their own realm there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, pretty cool job.
True.
Right.
I think whatever they do will have to be pretty interesting, so I'm eager to know more. And hopefully by next week, at this time... Oh, very exciting. Fusion, you'll have to keep us...
Dude, I am so pumped.
Yeah. Is it just me, or do they look like Japanese, like, schoolboys and schoolgirls? Like,
they do.
With a sweater,
I
like,
can't imagine where they would get that kind of influence.
Seriously.
I don't know.
I'm expecting, like, that little schoolgirl swimsuit to be, like, their AF2 or something. I don't know.
There you go.
No. Yes. So...
Yeah. Alright, next up is the registration code for the Vanadil Collection 2008.
This is actually pretty cool.
This is, but it isn't, depending on like your situation. Right now, the Band Deal Collection 2008, you use one registration code for everything.
Yes.
That means if you have a friend that was like, hey, that game looks interesting, and he only needed the Wings code, you could have given him to a potential subscriber. Yeah.
That's true. Can't do that anymore.
Square Enix just like
kicked themselves in the butt
with this.
Well,
they just want people to buy the expansion separately and then buy the collection. They just want more money out of it. But honestly, if they had it with separate codes, I think it could have possibly opened up the door to new subscribers. That's just
maybe.
Me.
I don't know. I just want the expansion. I don't have to buy the game anymore.
The thing is, like, if you wanted to, you could go and like buy the little demo disc and then buy the expansion separately, though. So
that's true.
I don't know. Maybe that was one of their reasons for thinking, "Hey, we could." But also, like, it's kind of a pain to keep track of all your like registration codes.
Well, you don't really need them once you register it.
Well, you never know. You never know. I have mine like digitalized, and if I lost them, I'd be like.
Yeah, but why would you need to use them again? You register it once. It stays
in the system.
Your
character is always. Yeah, I know, but you never know. Like I said, you never know. They say keep track of them.
You just never know.
They wouldn't be important if they said keep track of them.
They are important, but it's. All right. Anyway, you never know.
Episode 74. You never know. So they also announced this week that you'll be able to use your Mog House. You'll be able to share your Mog House. People, I think we already knew that though.
Yeah,
we already knew that.
Earlier, but now it's kind of. It was confirmed at Osaka. Now they actually released a little something over it. It's all because Prince Trion doesn't like people coming into his room. Go figure.
Yeah,
I think it's actually cool. This actually won't require the expansion. I think this is coming out, tomorrow?
I think it is, because they're doing the maintenance tomorrow.
Yeah,
they?
I think it's coming out. I believe they said
maintenance before. Do you really think that'll all be, like, let you do it before they do the expansion?
Maybe.
It's not part of the expansion. You don't think all that stuff will be activated at the same time? Because they'll be adding tons of stuff.
I think they're going to, from what I've been getting the impression of over the past couple of weeks with all these little updates that don't turn the servers off, I think they're just gradually working up to it. So instead of
awesome,
like
you
the 5-hour update that everybody is trying to download, you just get little bits.
Yeah, right. It's
the smartest thing they've ever done, man.
What they should do is have the updates like download in the background when you're not even playing, or download in the background while you're playing. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I don't know. In WoW, I hate to say the word WoW in this podcast, but when you log out or whatever, it pops up and starts downloading the next patch or whatever, and it just kind of downloads in the background, and then when it's done, it just installs and applies, so you don't even realize it's
right. Yeah, but I'm pretty excited for the podcast thing. Like, I'm gonna have a party after this stuff comes out and clean up my mock house, make it look all pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Show off my mini airship.
I'd love to invite someone into my mock. Will somebody come to my mock house? I want to show people my mock house.
Dude, we need to do like PFA cribs. After FanFest, we'll do PFA cribs.
Oh, wow.
Yes. What's in my fridge?
I
need to start cleaning up because I have my mock house is a little bit damp. And I have a whole bunch of water jugs in there for storage.
Yo, what up? My name's FusionX. Come in and check my mock house.
I sprinkle diamonds on my food.
Over here, we got my mini airship.
And it makes my Duke
I'm
twinkle.
Still going to Fusion's Mog House to check out his mini airship.
Dude, I have so many random event items in there, it's not even funny.
I still want to check that
out. I have event items that Square Enix doesn't even know they released. That's how many I have. Mog House, that'd be pretty sweet. even though probably, you know, a couple people will use it, like, right when it comes out, and that'll be it, kind of like, you know, that hostel thing.
You know what would be cool is if, like, they let you, like, pay to, like, increase the size of your Mog House. That'd be kind of nifty.
That'd be interesting.
Because then you could put more stuff in it. Like, you could... Like, you can only put, like, right now, you can only put so much that, like, gives you storage and all that stuff, but if you had a bigger Mog House...
I don't know if they do that to increase storage, though.
Well, I don't know.
Because they're already, you know, they're already giving us enough storage. They can only push that so far.
Well, for more items, though, I'd like to put, like, another bookcase in my place, but I don't have the room for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Make sure that there's plenty of feng shui going through the Mog House.
Yeah, dude, feng shui is very important when it comes to a Mog House. You know, I've got my bookcase. The only thing I need is a big fish tank.
What I want to make. Them are nice.
I need to get one too.
Little fishies in there.
My Mog House is pretty boring.
Mog House enough.
Kieran's Mog House is like a rusty bucket.
Yeah, seriously. It's seriously boring. I think I've got a kegerator in there, you know, with a little tar whale, and that's about it, man.
It's got a rusty bucket, and all the rusty bucket does is, like, catch the drips that drip from the ceiling.
Exactly. I don't know where I got the futon that's in there, but it's in there.
It's got a stain on it.
Serious Mog House renovations.
I'm pretty sure, like, Kieran got all of his Mog House stuff from, like,
That's what we're gonna do. Okay, we need to start up a Mog House decorating service.
Yeah, dude, that would be sweet.
It's like, gonna be the new way to make Gil.
Nah, Kieran got all his Mog House stuff from IKEA or something. It was like $5.
Kieran's Mog House.
Then I definitely did. I really do need to toss all those water jugs. They're totally messing up the feng shui in mine.
Kieran's Mog House. You walk in there and, like, you turn on the lights and all the Vanna roaches kind of scatter.
Oh, lol.
Gross.
It's because I'm never there, dude. I'm never there. My Moogle's hiding in a corner from all the roaches and shit. I don't know.
Your Moogle's like under
the... Where have you been, Koopo?
Your Moogle's under the drip in the ceiling.
Haven't
like, trying
you
to
ever
take a
heard
shower.
Of Laid, Koopo?
Your Moogle is like, where's my money? You got a half-eaten pizza on the floor.
Oh, God.
That's the new Mog House save quest.
Sitting there with, like, smoking a cigar with, like, a wife beater. He hasn't, like, shaved in, like, months. Like, where's my money?
Got... The game's almost done.
He's got a real raspy voice. Like, hey, how you been?
Like, the god Moogle.
How you doing? All right. How you doing, Koopo?
Like, what's up, Moogly Moogs?
Moogly Moogs.
All right, let's continue, shall we? Open Mog House. Yes. We're looking forward to it. Crystal War Revisited is something that's going on. What to say about Crystal War Revisited?
You haven't done it, like, have you?
No, yeah, I have. It's like, it goes over, like, the influences of the Crystal War, like, you know, how each nation, like,
did minimal work to get crappy glasses.
Well,
I don't really see any historical significance to this event. Like, they'd tie it to the Crystal War, but honestly, if this is all the Crystal War was, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. It's like, okay, walk into Gelsba, you know, go up a ramp, kill a guy, touch the crystal, then you're done. Like, you know, that's really not bad. Even in, like, you know, Savoy or, you know, Bordeaux or whatever, it's easy.
Castle Oz
Trojan, yeah. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of difficulty in this unless, you know, you're like a level 1 mule trying to go into the higher level strongholds, but I mean...
It's
know,
still cool in its own way, though, man.
It's something to do, I guess. Have any of you guys done this?
Playa Hayda?
I did it just to get the NQ glasses, but I haven't touched it since. I honestly haven't had time. I've been busy this week, but I'm probably going to end up doing it probably tonight before Limbus.
Nice. Yeah, I got my HQs. I don't even know why. I'm just like, I'll just get them. Because, you know, I mean, you can buy them on the auction house, which is also a first for an event item. can actually pick these up. Well, on the auction,
no, actually, I think
60k or something for the HQ.
Well, when they first started out, yeah, they were. I think the normal quality ones were going for like 20.
You used to be able to buy Christmas trees on the auction house.
Oh, and Christmas trees, right?
Oh snap!
Okay, so that's the second.
If I remember correctly.
But, I mean, I should say first semi-useful item.
What? Christmas trees are awesome.
They don't do anything, man.
You have all Christmas trees in the log house, though, don't you?
I'm not saying they don't rock. I'm just saying Christmas trees don't give you two accuracy during the daytime.
They don't. They don't. But still, they're awesome, though. They're worth having because they look good.
Lol, have you found anybody in any of your parties accidentally using those glasses at night and wondering why they were missing?
No, I haven't. I've only partied a little bit since then, and they haven't, you know, that was a merit party, so they weren't using those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can see that. I wonder if Scholar will be able to, you know, it can do weather. I wonder if it can do, like, daytime and nighttime.
Doubt it. Oh, that's kind of, I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like borderline, you know.
If it could, like, then dude, that would, like, break some jobs. Like yeah, Ninja with their fast boots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be like, dude, cast Night on me so I can run fast.
It's like, oh, hey, we got a bunch of Lynx. Cast Night on me so you can all die instead of me.
That's right.
Chin sitting there like, I would totally do that.
I would, man. I would sub Scholar just to get the heck out. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. There you have it.
Alright, so as we said earlier, some version updates going around. On November 20th, the expansion is going to be shipped out, obviously. There's going to be an update on November 13th. You know, it's...
Which is tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it's yeah.
Tomorrow,
and
yeah.
And servers will be down for a little bit. Nothing big, but, it's probably just, you know, the addition of... They're just adding some more stuff in.
Wait. The 13th is, Tuesday.
It is.
Not tomorrow, the 13th, because then the 14th is the Thursday, which starts the...
Yeah, I was about to say, because Veterans Snappity Day is snap. Tomorrow.
Right.
Way to screw the veterans over by having the servers down. Come on now.
No, they won't be down tomorrow. They'll be down.
No, I was. That's what I was saying. Oh. I was about to say.
Oh.
I was about to start complaining.
Well, sometime this week, there's maintenance, so whatever.
Eventually, if you can't log on, that's why. Okay,
that's a good indication.
All right. So anyways,
right.
Keep a lookout for that. It's kind of in.
Look out!
Watch
in
out!
It's kind of in the momentum
watch
of
out!
Yeah.
Getting ready for the.
All right. Next up is
News.
Shirts.
The t-shirts. We decided to go ahead and keep the window open for t-shirts for a while, just in case anybody still wants to get the order in.
Hey! I understand my name perfectly, even when it's coughed.
So, if you still want a t-shirt, the t-shirts will still be available, okay? But, only available until, what did we say, the 20th?
The 25th.
The 25th, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, you'll have a little time after FanFest and after the expansion comes out to still grab a shirt. But after that, they're gone. You're never getting one ever.
The link will be
again.
Gone, everything. It's going to be gone. Not available anymore.
Never to be seen again.
We're going to burn the original image we used for the shirts onto a disc and burn it. So you'll never see it again.
No, what we'll do is we'll bury it into a time capsule, and then like 100 years later, somebody will unearth it and wonder what the heck it was.
And I'm going to haunt them when they make a shirt out of it, because we told them they would never be able to make it again.
We told you never to make the shirt again.
Or you could just break the CD in half, you know, since you're being all melodramatic. How would that be getting haunted by a ghost because you made a shirt?
This isn't to say that we won't make other shirts and stuff in the future.
Right.
But the Fan Festival shirts will be no longer available after the 25th.
We should make Pet Food Alpha bikinis. And then have, like, all the women of Vanadil, like, take themselves some pictures of bikinis and send it to us.
Okay, wait.
Maybe I'm just a guy.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm telling Dark Crystal.
TFA is swimsuited.
She would take a picture. What are you talking about?
Moving right along.
For the record, I thought it was a good idea. Okay, anyway.
Thank you, Stade.
I'm just going to stay out of this. Don't even...
You would.
Fusion, you should have been the biggest advocate. Like, you... Never mind. I'm not going to call you out on something, but... Aren't you single?
Yeah.
See, I remember a while back you had a date, and I don't know whatever came of that, but I bet you'd have been a lot happier if she'd been wearing a Pet Food Alpha bikini. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Gotta admit, yeah. There's a little bit of truth to that.
Oh, snap.
Anyway. Alright.
So, moving right along.
Gonna go a little bit into some fan Pet Food Alpha stuff.
Fan festival this weekend. Fusion, what's up? When you leaving?
Dude, I'm pumped. We're leaving on Thursday night. We're going to be actually getting in right as registration starts. So we won't be there right at the beginning, but we'll be there shortly after. We're going to try and get a group photo going night of registration. So look for me. I'll be in my Pet Food Alpha Fan Fest t-shirt. And I'll also be wearing my purple Raffelderg hat.
Nice.
So
nice.
Keep an eye out for that. We'll walk around in a
huge
mess.
That for a mile.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see that for a mile. So
just,
so.
You know, keep an eye out for
Dude,
me.
That's
we'll
awesome.
Get
that's
as many people
awesome.
As we can and grab a group photo. So that should be pretty cool.
I can't wait to see that.
Together. Oh, I know.
I want lots of pictures, guys. Dude, lots and lots of pictures. Like, anybody who's going, take pictures and send them to us. Because, yeah, it'd be awesome.
True.
And we made Sage Sundi a t-shirt. So hopefully we can get that to him and get him on the show. That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
I think you guys should have made like a... Is the dev team going to be there, of course?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you should have made t-shirts for all of them.
Well, we don't know how many are going to be there.
Dude, just make a general like extra 7. That would have been so awesome. Just like throw them at them while they're doing like a panel. Just like... Yeah, dude, have a shirt. They're like, what?
That would have been an extra $140.
Hello, dev team.
Yeah, I know. We made 2 extra for, you know, some of our people at Square, you know, but we're not balling like that.
Balling!
Anyway, so, yes, who's all going? Fuse. Fusion X.
Fusion X.
Fusion.
Are you
Fusion
there? X. Hello?
My name is Tim. Hello? Mute button.
Hey, there nice. It is.
I hate Whoa. This microphone. Okay.
Way to go, Raffelderg.
So, mute yeah, button. For our coverage of FanFest, it'll be me, Taken, and Mr. Coffee going. What we're going to do for this is we actually got emailed by Square Enix about this. We're going to be releasing nightly episodes. Talking about each day at the Fan Fest. We're going to be talking to people at the Fan Fest, getting their thoughts on announcements and the expansion, all that kind of stuff. And it's possible that if you're wearing a Pet Food Alpha t-shirt, you may have a better chance to be approached, but I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, right.
It's a possibility.
See, there are perks of being a Pet Food Alpha fan.
Yep.
Believe me.
Obviously.
We're also going to be talking, as Ganny said, FF Encyclopedia is going to have a booth. We're going to be talking with them. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be getting a little bit of interview time with the development team, so we'll be talking with them about that. Aniro from Limit Break Radio will be there as well. We'll talk to him at some point, too. We're also going to bring a video camera. Hopefully we can try and get some video footage. Video footage won't be released right away, just because, that'll take a little longer to edit than the audio episodes would. So maybe the week or 2 weeks after that, we can do the video, put that out. I'm not sure what time the episodes are going to come out during the Fan Fest, because right now I'm looking at, we're actually going to be having carrying around stuff with us to record. And then we're going to have to bring it back to the hotel room, edit it, and then hope we can find an internet signal and put it online. So, it could be from anywhere from, 11 p.m. to, 2 in the morning for when these come out. So just keep an eye out, you know, morning after, you know, the night will be, it'll be up for sure. But, you know, keep an eye out for that. Also, I'll be updating the website too with, pictures and, you know, announcements, information, et cetera, as the day goes on, hopefully. Or I'll just, you know, pile that up, at night after I release the episode. So yeah, keep checking back here. There's going to be a lot of stuff, being added to the website.
Yeah, check the site for the most up to date info. Obviously, if you have iTunes, if there's bonus episodes up there every night, you'll obviously see those. Okay. But make sure you get into the group photo for sure.
Yeah, we'll be, I mean, just, it won't be too hard. You know, look for the mass of people wearing PFA shirts. If you don't have a shirt, that's fine. You don't need one. Be cooler.
Just make like a PFA banner at home, you know.
There you
go. Bring it.
make an I Love Fusion sign or something.
Don't do that, though.
You arrogant bastard.
Don't do
like
that.
A big,
I have my hopes.
50-year-old burly man should make an I Love Fusion X sign.
Whatever works, man. Whoever made it, that'd be awesome.
Make an I Love Steak one. There you go. So Fusion would be like.
If somebody makes a giant styrofoam waffle, I swear to God, I send them a free shirt.
And you know, there's like one
by
person.
Giant,
that's
I mean, at least
this.
Like 12 foot by 12 foot diameter.
Dude, that is a
huge
waffle.
Yeah. Big waffle with like a strawberry on top and like
it can't be styrofoam. It's gonna be a real freaking waffle.
Yeah, you bake a waffle that big.
You need to be able to snack on that thing the whole
time.
Man.
I'm telling you, like a big strawberry on top with like a fuse coming out of it. Oh, that'd be great.
It would be the raffle waffle. I swear, if anybody does that, you get a free treasure.
That'd be nice. Give it to me. It'd save me some
waffle.
Money for the food budget. Just be sitting in the hotel. It's like, man, I'm hungry. You want some more waffle?
No, like no more waffle.
It's like, I can't take any more waffle. But,
I've been eating this waffle for the past year. It's still not dead.
Oh,
all right.
That's a nasty waffle.
Waffles last forever, dude. Waffles are the eternal food source.
Let us continue, please. Okay. For Dancer, actually Dancer and the Cavernous Maw thing, there's a YouTube video out there that kind of has the Dancer animations on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, and it's got kind of a
the Mithras look like they're drunk or something.
Yeah, they do. They're
kind of
like
waved around,
flailing about.
Yeah, I'm not quite like, sure what's going on with it. It's kind of weird.
They look like Lamia.
They're not sexy at all. Yeah. Just leave it at that.
Dude, the Mithras look cool in a dance, and it's like. Yeah. I want to see the elven dance, though.
Oh, God. The idea of an elven dancing just scares me.
Not an elven female, dude. I don't know. I think I'd be kind of up for that.
I would, too.
Elven females are hot. Wow. They are.
Well, wait a minute. Here's an elven dancing.
Elven's scary, man.
I didn't know this was out there. I'm looking at the elven dancing right now.
Oh, really? Is
hilarious.
It the female or the guy?
It's the guy.
I don't want to see that.
He looks like a bullfighter dancing, sort of.
Oh, see, that kind of makes sense, but still, I don't want to see that.
It looks pretty sweet, actually. Like, if you let that link play on the site and then let it end, it'll show you more, and you'll see, like, the elven with the green background.
Hmm.
Which one is this? Oh, this is another male.
Okay, yeah, cool. I found the male dance. Here we go.
He looks like...
You guys are nothing
like...
fucks, man.
Yeah, he does. Dude, he definitely looks like a toreador, bullfighter.
He does.
He does. Whoa. Add a cape onto that, man. You got it.
I want a cape.
I want a cape.
But, so, yeah, these are pretty cool, actually.
Oh, man. I can see, like, a Lord of the Dance Link shell forming. Because, like, that last little step done by the Elvon, that's so Riverdance.
There's the female.
Anyway.
Yeah, we had to get off track there.
But, anyway.
Dancer looks pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyways, right. So, moving right along, that takes us to our end game. That's all we got. very excited about the fan
post. Oh, Elven males dance, so funny.
Lol, silly Elven males.
I'm most excited about the expansion, and I'm not even going to get it for like 5 days after because, well, I'll get into that.
Right. Okay. In game, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Kieran.
It's been a while since I've been on the show, man. 2 weeks. Wow. And I only have so much in-game experience because school is riding my ass. So, of the times that I was able to get online, I was able to grab a party decently quick. And we decided to go out to Mount Zolom. And keep in mind, I'm only level 60 at the time going out to Mount Zolom. So, Zolom, whatever.
Zion.
Whatever. How long staging point?
Yeah, I'm not here for pronunciation, man. So we get out there, and you know, as I'm going out there, I'm realizing, I knew the leader was Japanese because you know it's all auto translate, and then you know when I got in the party, there were some IME characters, you know, blah blah. Right. And I was like, okay, no big deal. I like Japanese parties. They generally don't suck. Keyword generally. So I get out there. It is, in fact, all Japanese. So I'm, just doing my job, of course, here. And they were loving it. Even though I was 60, I wasn't able to contribute much damage. Even though I did get off a 700 point slug shot on a mob, a crab, which I thought was ridiculous for me to be that gimped at the time. But, we're partying for a while, and this girl in the party says something in English, and her name was Beatrix. And I was like, oh, wow, I thought I was the only English speaker in the party. She's like, nope. And she also said she was sitting there right there with my friend Ramori, who I had known from Remora for a while. And then she's like, yeah, you're the host from PFA, Kieran, aren't you? And I said, if I said no, would you believe me? So it turns out the whole time there's two people watching the party that are huge fans of the show, and they didn't even say anything. And this is, I had been in the party for about 40 minutes at that point.
Huh.
So PFA fans are sneaky. I'm just going to leave it at that. sneaky, sneaky fans. So we're partying, and, you know, I finally get to 61. So I'm like, woot, ding. And lo and behold, the very next fight, what happens? Aggro from several crabs.
Oh, jeez.
And a fish out there, and I de-level the very next fight. I was just like, Just figures. And so now the entire Japanese party is like, okay, party disband. I'm like, what? No, what? No, F you, you're staying. And I said, okay, 500 to next level, stick around. And they stuck around, and I got 61 again. And then Beatrix, the girl who's the fan, was like, I'm 300, can you please stay? And so... Nice. To like one of the people left, so we ended up five manning the rest of her level, but that just figures so much that I would get back to where I was, actually one level behind where I was, and then lose it instantaneously. Yeah. I was like, such is life in Final Fantasy, but that's pretty much it. I'm actually, when I have time, like school. Like forgiving, I actually can get on the game now. So I've actually configured my, firewall to be somewhat forgiving. And, as soon as I get some time, I will be back on the game.
Nice.
You're the man now, dog.
Indeed.
All right. Who would like to go next? Anyone, Bueller? I could go next if you want.
About the baby.
Yeah. All right, the baby is currently level 5.
It is adorable. It's got like 500 charisma.
Wow. I decided that my bankroll was running a little short. I got back on the game after not being on for a little while, and I get back on, and I've got, like, no money left, so I decided to go ahead and farm. And I got to thinking, I think I'm going to make a, like, a gill-making guide.
Nice.
For beginners. Actually, for intermediates, too. That'd be kind of cool, because I don't think we've done that in, like, Johnny McNoob, so I figured I would put together a kind of an audio-visual kind of thing, maybe.
Huh. That would be a really good idea, cool. Because I know there's a whole bunch of people who need that, especially ones
know,
that are like, probably
like,
within the 40s and 50s.
Everybody's like, Steak, I need a way to make money, please. But I have ways to make money, and they're very good, and a lot of them are really easy, and you wouldn't even think of it. So I think I'm going to make a guide. On how
cool.
to make,
I can already see it now, the little commercial stakes. Like, do you want to know how to make money? Send me 1 million gil and I'll send you my free tape.
You'll that get costs this, 1 million get gil. This DVD. Right. Satisfaction guaranteed. If you do not like it, send it back and pay only shipping.
Nice.
So I was farming because, you know, you gotta farm because gill buying is for people that eat their own underpants.
Oh,
wait! You told me you would never tell anybody. Steak.
Sorry.
Uh oh. Way to be that guy.
I can't help it; they're delicious.
So I love making money. It's really cool. I love hoarding gills.
True.
Nice.
So, but yeah, hopefully, with the next couple of shows, I'll be able to kind of. Maybe outline some of the tips and tricks on how to make some fabulous gil in the world.
Right after Wings comes out, there's going to be some vendor somewhere that sells something that no one's going to know about.
Yeah,
and then like,
so you throw it on the auction house
a day later,
like,
and a day later,
gonna
everyone
be some,
will be
like,
camping it.
Delta child, like behind a tree somewhere.
Yeah,
it's going to be like, I'll sell you this thing. Like, I'll take it. Like 10 million gil, you
like, there's like this like worn out Moogle like hiding behind one of the cavernous walls, like, hey,
wearing a wife beater, smoking a cigar.
Mm-hmm. don't I know you?
Check out these watches I got.
Hey, check out this chocobo watch I got, dude. It's off the chain.
You
no, literally,
chocobo
it's rats. A pocket watch, and I don't have the chain.
Lol.
Unreal.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Eh. So anyways, yeah, I was doing a little farming. But I intend to level Thief because Thief is really awesome. I love playing Thief.
Dude, Thief is the best.
Is
I love that
really
job.
Fun. I like stealing beast coins and making ingots and hairpins and stuff out of them. Because of my goldsmithing skills, because I can HQ a silver hairpin. That's like a couple of G's right there.
Nice,
couple of G's.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Yeah. All
right, so that's all I've been doing.
I guess I'll go. I actually did some pretty cool stuff this week. On a Sunday, my leg shelf fought Bahamut version 1, and we beat the record. Which is pretty cool. 5 minutes and 8 seconds.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped about that.
Nice.
Did some Kirins. We did like 3 Kirins in a row this week. Got some Asodes, some D bodies, and N bodies. So that was pretty cool. Kind of, you know, went on for a while since it was like 3 of them in a row. But, you know. Let's see. Got a blue rivet in Limbus, so I just need one other piece for another. Dragoon plus 1 AFP, so that'll be pretty cool. I don't know what I'm going to get yet. Thinking maybe I'll get the legs for the accuracy and the Wyvern HPs.
True.
Earlier this week, I think I had talked about it a little bit last week. Me and some friends were going to, we all switched to Sandy so we could plow through to rank 10, and we were going to go and do that with all the nations. I finally finished my Fast Talk 7-1 mission. I actually ended up soloing it on Dragoon. It was very interesting. I was positioned you know, a couple feet either way, I would have either aggroed a weapon or aggroed a doll. So I was just kind of like right in the perfect spot for it. So that was pretty cool. I just got rank 5 today, so I'm going
traitor.
With that pretty... You know what? In a couple of weeks, I'll be back in Bastok doing those missions. So you...
Yeah,
quiet.
Yeah, traitor.
Oh, wait, I want to do all the other
especially
missions.
Especially considering what I did this week.
Get all the flags.
You noticed I haven't even said anything, because currently I'm mailing a bomb waffle to his mug house.
Yeah, right.
I'm sending one to his new mug house and
way to
go,
Sandy. Kieran.
Sending
way
it
to
his new one in Sandora. He's like, oh, it's Kieran. He got my new address. Hey, what's this?
You know what? When I get my woodworking up,
I'll take out half of Sandoria.
Whatever. I can live without fireworks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but can you live with your mog house blown up by a waffle? No, you
dude,
can't.
Dude, my mog house is indestructible. The mini airship gives it, like, protect for, like, a bajillion and a half, right?
Okay, it's too bad that... Yeah, never mind. That's waffle's just... instant death, dude. It's yeah. made with Tonberry blood, dude. You know, the poison's on the end of the Tonberry blade? Yeah, it's in there, man. It's instant death. I don't care how much protector you got.
Wow.
Yes.
You're gonna die.
So, hey, who okay. wants to go next?
Anything more?
That's it.
Okay. Who's going next? Jen?
Jen?
I'm Chinchilla, Jen. I choose you!
She's not a true. Pokemon steak. Whoa. What are you doing?
Let's see. What did I do? Monday, did some sky. We got, like, some really good farming, like, in, like, 20 minutes. We hit, like, everything.
Wow.
Except for Despot, because... I'm convinced he doesn't exist. Yeah. But, so we did Siryu, Suzaku, and the turtle. Whatever his name is.
Genbu.
History turtle.
Genbu.
There we go.
Weedle.
Did that. Excuse me. Whoa. Tuesday, Dynamis Juno, crap dropped, but we ended up with like 2 100 monies. Okay. So it was pretty cool. Wednesday, Limbus. Thursday, I did something cool, but I can't remember what it was.
Must
oh,
really
Thursday,
cool.
It wasn't that cool, actually, now that I remembered what it was. We did Behemoth Chaos 99s.
Oh, nice.
And I got to use my orb, and I got a hide. And so I made some money that way. One of the guys got the tongue that dropped off of my run, so he's got his black belt now.
Nice.
Sweet.
So that was awesome.
She's hurting for all those pieces. He hasn't gotten a single one.
Really?
Yet. Yeah.
The Chaos 99s are definitely the way to go.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
But I've actually been making a lot of money. I've been just farming, and I made like 3 million gil this week, including the Behemoth Hide.
Nice.
But I spent like all of it already because I got a Blaudolch for my thief, which is now 74.
Sweet.
Nice.
And
oh
dust
gosh,
gloves.
Jen.
Let's see. There was something else. Oh, we killed like a bunch of adamantoises, like thinking they're all gonna be aspid, but they never were.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually got. Well, here's a funny story. So we're at we camped in Death Spot yesterday, right, for like hours, and like we're up there for like 6.5 hours. Like it was ridiculous, and he never popped.
Ew.
At all. Not once. We had people down the other end, like, watching to see if there were people fighting anything down there, too. And he just never popped. It was pretty lame. So, so one of the guys in my link shell, there ended up being another link shell coming up to farm, and he DOT'd their pulls, which was lame. Yeah, so that's pretty much about it.
Wow.
Hey, Chin.
He got jailed.
Hmm?
So, then we killed Adamantois and he didn't get a drop. The egg dropped, but he was jailed, so he didn't get his last piece. So that was kind of like
karma. Ha, ha, ha.
Bitch. Yeah. Oh. But that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Hey, Chin.
What?
Without sounding creepy or weird or anything, What are you wearing?
My PFA t-shirt.
What do you think?
I love it, man.
Is it good?
Totally love it.
It's the best shirt ever.
I wanted you to be the testament of the PFA t-shirt owner.
Dude, it's awesome. It's comfy. It's pretty. It's beautiful.
Aww. I love it.
So you can still get your pay PFA t-shirt if you get it before the 25th. They're awesome.
True.
I bought my daughter one, and it's like a little teeny tiny one, and she wears it to preschool.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Like, my daddy is this one, she points to me. So, anyways, Squig, what you been doing in-game?
Well, I'm kind of distracted at the moment because I am fighting my first Jailer of Love. So, you know, usually we don't play when we're recording, but this is, like, we're recording a little earlier this time. We usually do our events around 2, so, and this is my first Jailer of Love, so.
You should call for help on it.
No, I'm not actually in the main alliance. I'm on the outside alliance at the moment, basically nuking any of the summons. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, so,
doesn't he, like,
so
summon
far,
dragons and stuff?
He summons, like, fishies and sharks and all
yeah,
kinds of
cute
little
like
things.
He summons, like, sharks and stuff. Just all the other
yeah.
types of
sea and animals. Right now, I mean, it's a long fight. He's, like, at 99% right now.
Yeah, that fight
so I'm gonna
is
be here for a while.
So long.
Dude, I should move to Carbuncle so I can get a sea.
It's kind of ironic, though, because the very first sky god I ever fought was Kieran. And
really?
Yes, I go right for the big ones. So right. The very first sea god I'm fighting is Jailer of Love, so it's kind of ironic. But this week I've been kind of busy. We spent a lot of time in Sky getting Sky Pops. I was next in line for Hayadate, and we did one by Akko, and he was a communist and didn't drop my pants like he was supposed to. So
commie.
Yeah. Ended up getting in a group for Bastok missions, finished them out, so I'm ranked 10. But
nice.
Crazy thing was what happened during 9-2. So we go into 9-2, which is in the throne room, fighting this enemy, which I'm not going to say
who it is,
because it's, yeah, this guy that's important to the storyline. So, you know, previously to, you know, us fighting, we looked up on the wiki. And it had said something about there being some glitch where it would freeze in the middle of the cutscene. Mm-hmm. So we go in to fight him. And our tank gets... What happens is he has 2 forms. He goes ahead and you fight him to the first form. You get him to a certain percentage, like 50-55%. And then you get a cutscene where an NPC will come out and help you fight this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, and at this point, he will summon 2 Shadows of Rage to fight beside him. The Shadow of Rage and this guy ended up doing a skill chain on our paladin, and he ended up dying.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up just about basically wiping. Well, we started to wipe, and then the NPC died. And if the NPC died, they kick you out the battlefield. So we're like, okay, so we're going to regroup, and we're going to try it again. So we go in the second time, and the second time we get to the point where we're getting the cutscene, and me and Rylus end up freezing, just like it had said before in the wiki post. So we're like, WTF, we can't do it. All we can do is talk amongst ourselves. We can't bring up our menus. Mm-hmm. We can't call a GM. We can't do anything else of the like. So we're like, So one of our party members calls a GM. In the meantime, the other 3 guys wipe. But the NPC runs up to the mob and starts hacking at it, right? And the mob doesn't fight back. So we're like, what the heck's going on? So there was another glitch in there. Because usually, you know, by that time, the NPC's dead, but the mob wasn't even fighting him. So we're like,
It's a mog?
Mob. Monster.
Oh, mob. Oh, I thought you said mog. Maybe the GM made the mob, but made the NPC, like, beat up on him.
So anyways, so the NPC beats him up and kills him. So the other 3 gets to get the end cutscene. So they're like, well, you guys just go ahead and DC. We got a GM on the way anyway. So I went ahead and I DC'd. When I came back, it automatically threw me into the cutscene like I had finished the mission. I'm like, hey, that's cool. But then cool. It didn't do the same for Rylus. So we went back in a third time.
Oh, God.
Fight went perfectly. We broke the record.
Nice.
Nice.
So I got my rank 10. And
like, what can a GM do if that happens? Like, can they unstick you or something?
The GM, well, when we got back to the GM said there was nothing that he could do. So,
does that mean, like, it probably freezes, like, on the client side, maybe, so he couldn't do anything?
I don't know. It was crazy.
Or maybe he could kick you out and put you back in, maybe. Or maybe he got to you too late or something. I don't know.
Well, I think what happened was that there were still dead people in the battle when I logged back on, so it automatically put me into the cutscene. And when Rylus logged back on, like, a second later, everybody was out of the battlefield, so he didn't get his. But, I mean, everybody ended up getting rank 10, so that's the main thing.
I have a newfound respect for GMs now, after Jin's encounter.
Yeah, it's like, well, there's nothing we can do. The game's running perfectly. No, because obviously this glitch has happened before with other people because it was on the wiki. So if it has happened before and it happened to us, obviously the game isn't running correctly and there's something you guys need to do about it. Because this is a brand new thing. This is since like the last update. So because this was posted on the like the 7th or the 8th and then we did ours Friday night. So it's a relatively new thing. So there is something wrong. But other than that, I did a little bit of meriting. Got my woodworking up to level 7. So pretty soon I'll be taking
Why'd you decide to work on woodworking? Just curious.
Because I need it as a subcraft for the next item to craft for alchemy to get it up. So.
Oh, really? What level do you need it to be?
I need it to be 23 or 24. I'm going to take it up to 30 just to be safe.
Mine is 29.
So once I take it up to 30, I'm going to go ahead and start crafting fireworks for all my friends. And for scouts. So, in the meantime, I've also been camping the auction house for broken composite fishing rods because they also give skill ups at my level. But I refuse to pay more than 5K for one. So.
Cool. All right. We have to move along. We're running out of time. Indeed. Let's go ahead and do our treasure coffer. Last week's winner, I should say, the question for last week is, what are the 3 rumored lucky items in the game? Chin, that was your questions, right?
Yeah, it was Chin's question.
Okay.
She had
what was the answer?
Run out.
Oh, she had to bounce. Okay.
Yeah. The answer was, what was it? A lucky egg, a 4-leaf mandy bud, or mandy
and
leaf.
The wild, and the wild mint.
And the wild
rare tail.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so the winner last week's treasure coffer was Silette, who hails from the Hades server. Is that correct?
Yep.
Hades? Word, congratulations. This week's question is, what is the recipe for Echo Drops? What is the recipe for Echo Drops? Please include the crystal in your recipe to answer Treasure Coffer. Go to our forums and send a personal message to Treasure Coffer with the correct answer, your name, character name that is, your address should you be the winner, and your server, so we know where you're from. Right?
Yep.
Sweet. Emails. First email comes from Ygraph, who hails from the Asura server. He says, my name's Ygraph from the Asura server. First off, I love the show. Been listening since episode 1, way back in the day, but my question is this. I'm a level 63 Dragoon, and once I hit 60, I sub to Samurai. I do less damage, but fire off more weapon skills. I'm just curious if one sub is better than the other in terms of doing the most damage. I'm sort of the only Dragoon among my friends, big surprise there, so I figured I'd ask the Raffledurg, and most of us love on the PFA crew.
Most? Not everybody?
Yeah.
Reading skill -0.3.
Keep up the good show, signed Ygraph.
As far as subs on Dragoon, you could either go with Warrior or Samurai. It just, you know, it depends if you want to dish out more weapon skills or not. I don't think there's going to be a big difference between overall damage from, you know, what I've been playing, you know, since way back in the day. I'll, you know, every now and then I'll switch between Samurai and Warrior Sub, and there's, you know, overall, I don't think there's really a huge difference. Obviously, there's, you know, certain benefits you get with each sub job. With Warrior, you get, like, Berserk and Warcry. With Samurai, you get Meditate, Hasso, Saigon, and Third Eye, which is nice if, you know, you're occasionally pulling Hate and Super Jump is it up or something. You can, you know, toss up Saigon and Third Eye and take a few hits. But really, it's personal preference, I think.
Word. All right. Next email comes from Blitzmage from the Leviathan server. He says, "Hey, you guys have mentioned a few times about looking into DAT files and seeing stuff that has not been released yet. I want to know how you view said DAT files."
Ancient Chinese secret.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Or ancient Japanese secret, whichever.
Right. I'm sure you've heard of Model Viewer or Altana Viewer. Basically, the way those programs work is they, you know, everything in this game, all the equipment and everything is in, you know, a DAT file. So, it, you know, it can read those and get the data from those. After updates, people find out, you know, the new DAT files that were added, and they update a list that you can import into the model viewers, and then you'll be able to view those items. So, you know, try some Google searches and stuff. It's all out there.
Yeah, DAT files contain the, like, the graphic information for all the items, like all of the leather gear. You know what I mean? Like,
I like out of all the gear out there, you picked leather.
Like, that's just an example.
Because it's armor. The Uber.
There are DAT files for each one, so whenever they update the DAT files, you know, for an update or for the expansion or whatever, those viewers can, you can pull up the DAT files and see what that item looks like.
Right. And I mean, too, before, you know, Otter Gun came out, you know, there was websites that, you know, had scanned all the files, and they, you know, they knew that there were, you know, I mean, I knew, you know, more or less where I would need to go to unlock Puppet Master before the expansion even came out. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure something like that will happen with Wings 2, maybe a couple of days or so before the expansion is activated. We'll probably see some lists out somewhere talking about new items.
DAT files contain animation details too, right?
DAT files are pretty much everything, I believe.
You can see, like, you know, the new spell casting, and right. that's how we're viewing these dance animations.
New armor
with the DAT files. Mm-hmm. The elven dancing is pretty sweet. Unlike, I don't know, in the past, the, like, elven animations have been so, like,
elven
awkward.
Dancing is, dude, all the elven animations are awkward.
Except, I don't know, the dancing animation is not that
the
awkward.
The only thing the elven's got working for them is the marksmanship animation. They just pull a thing
with
on the
one-handed.
Boom. Yeah, that's it. That's, you know.
One-handed gangsta.
They die
gun.
Stupid. They fight stupid. They dance stupid. Elven's are just
dude,
stupid.
Dude, no. Elven's have the nicest sword animations, I'm telling you. It's just that gangsta just stand up, one hand, a big sword, and just. They have really nice animation when it comes to battle. Just about everything else is pretty rough.
I've always liked the Hume sword animation, like where, like, the Hume will, like, come down to his right and pull up on the sword.
Like, yeah, little, but they look so weak. We all look so weak because we're just like, ugh.
Then when you die, you do the little twirl, and then you're just like spread eagle.
Well, I didn't say that wasn't a little fairy of them, but
Hume animations have always been cooler to me than Elvon. Like, even when you're running, like Elvon, like, oh, they, like, shake their hips and they're moving
they look
their
like
arms funny and yeah.
I'm not gonna say what they look like, but they look like something.
Wow.
Lol, squig. But all right. Well, anyways, there you be.
Right.
And that's our show. That's all I've got, unless anyone else has anything to offer.
I would like to wish Kieran a happy early birthday.
Yeah,
yay.
We're
going
to be up, happy birthday.
Monday, Tuesday?
Happy yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday. I'll be older.
How much older?
That's a good way to put it.
Well, Kieran,
be
will
older.
Your age.
Kieran will be 5. However, me myself, I will be 24.
Yay!
Wait. Yeah, wait, unless Kieran and I are the same person, which is just, yeah, well,
whatever. I thought you were, like, checking the math. You're like,
how many, 24. If Kieran, the character, will be 5 years old, how many Vanadil years will that be?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dude, I've been playing since Japanese release, man.
No.
So,
How many Vanadil years?
Oh, dude, I'm not even going to try the calculations on that. I think Kieran's probably like 87 now or something.
No, I think it'd be more than that. How many
Vanadil years? Let's see.
All right, I'll give you a bonus. If you can tell me if Kieran's character is 5 years old, how many Vanadil years old is he? If you can answer that question, send us an email. I'll hook you up with something.
All right, dude, I'll work on that.
We want to see some math or something.
He's 100 plus, man. Because, I mean, seriously, like, if we pass a Vanadil day, like, 7 or so times, like, more than that during the day, wow, he's... I'm going to have to do some math on that, but I'll check that out.
Nice. All right, that's pretty much it. Make sure you check our website Thursday on for some FanFest coverage.
Absolutely.
We're going to be trying to get all the info we can out there for, you know, as soon as possible, too, so check it out.
And look for Fusion and poke him in the head or something.
Yeah, we want to meet people. I mean, you know, we want to get a bunch of pictures.
Be like, hey, dude, what's up? This is so-and-so from whatever server.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Kieran, or I mean, I'm sorry, Fusion said he'd buy the beers, so,
What?
Hey. He's not even old enough to buy beer.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
You're making false promises, sir.
All right. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Go ahead on our server and order yourself a t-shirt. Do it. They're really cool. Before the 25th, fill out your treasure coffer, question thing, join our forums, all that good stuff. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.
See you next week.
See you.
Later.
Later.